Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. When Jesus saw Mary weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him, and he was deeply troubled. "Where have you put him?" he asked them. They told him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby said, "See how much he loved him." Very soon after this, Lazarus was brought back to life. But we shouldn't rush past this moment of intense emotion and anger. Jesus was up against the great enemy of death, and he's clearly overwhelmed by the sense of tragedy. He had the power to overcome death, but in this moment, he fully entered into the sheer sadness of the situation. His dear friends Mary and Martha were clearly grief-stricken, and as he went to see the body of Lazarus, nothing could hold him back from weeping. Those who looked on immediately saw this as a clear sign of his love for Lazarus. Even though Jesus was the resurrection and the life, he entered fully into the emotional turmoil of this sad situation. The writer to the Hebrews describes Jesus as being the great high priest who was supremely able to give us access into the holy presence of God. Jesus' sacrifice of himself was once and for all. No further sacrifices would ever be necessary. But he was only able to be the great high priest because he shared our humanity completely. He wrote, "It was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest for God." Jesus knew what it was to laugh and to cry, to know great joy and terrible sadness. We worship Jesus as the Son of God, but also as the Son of Man, the one who totally understands the emotional roller coaster of human life. He understands our times of laughter and also the times when we are in distress and the tears flow. Isn't that wonderful? Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you are able to enter fully into the joys and sorrows of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can hear it on Premier Christian Radio or Premier Praise every morning, or on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.